We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Well, I must say that took an odd turn.
It did,
that
yeah.
PSA. I'm glad it wasn't just me, because, yeah.
Yeah? Right in. And in other news.
Yeah, so let's get to other news.
Check this story out. So we have this woman who calls the police, saying her marijuana costs too much.
Well, I you know, that's it's decent beef, right?
I guess, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, as long as you don't mind going to jail or anything.
Well, is it where did it happen, you know? It'd be legal.
Yeah.
It has to happen in Florida somewhere.
It did. So
how did I call that?
Right. Well, it was Australia, I'm sorry. So the Northern Territory Police,
same thing?
Right? Yeah. Fire and Emergency Services in Australia says this woman called to report the cost of her marijuana. So, according to her Facebook post, her drug dealer asked for far more money than she was used to paying. Completely offended, this woman demanded that the police investigate this outrageous price hike. When asked for further details, the woman hung up. They said the call was unusual, but they offered to assist others facing the same problem. They told her, if you know a drug dealer who is ripping you off, give us a call.
Absolutely.
We'd love to help.
I mean, we got to really put down the fist of justice on these drug dealers that are asking way too much for the marijuana.
We have to do
too greedy.
Yes, let's stop the overpriced drug dealers in this country.
Only the government can overprice you on drugs, not drug dealers.
I have a real quick. I have a my own personal PSA about drugs. Okay,
drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad, because drugs are bad. Okay, it's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs. Okay, that'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Okay, I had to get that out.
That was great. So needless to say, I don't know who the police are going to help. The lady or possibly the drug dealer. But
I would help the drug dealer.
All right, are we going to do another news story, or would you like to play?
If you would like.
Oh, sure, why not?
Okay, terrific.
Yeah.
We'll do one more, and then we'll play some good rock and roll. And
sounds like a plan.
All right.
So the next one was a restaurant that gave a $30.95 seen rat discount.
That's it?
Yeah. So this restaurant in Folsom, California, has egg on its face after the bizarre customer service reportedly offered a customer who claimed she saw a rat on the premises. She didn't receive a free meal. Just a $30.95 discount off her $116 bill. Eesh. And a note on the receipt that said, "Seen rat," in all caps.
Okay, now if she actually caught the rat, would she just get meals free for a month?
Well, I read about that restaurant.
Why would you go back if you've seen a rat? Yeah, we'll give you meals for the next year. Yeah, how many rats does that involve?
Oh my goodness. So this woman's friend, Jackie Logan, she photographed the rat receipt and posted it to Facebook, along with the following account of the incident. She wanted to let other diners in the area know what happened. So the female diner wrote on Facebook, was eating at Fat Asian's Bistro last Thursday.
Fat Asian's Bistro? That's the name of the place?
That just sounds unsafe.
Shocking, isn't it? When she saw the rat run over her feet. The woman notified a server about the rat, but no manager came over to her table to apologize, according to the Facebook post. Another couple in the restaurant apparently left at that moment. Meanwhile, the server asked if anyone wanted dessert before bringing over the bill with the $30.95 discount. Mm. In her post, which has since been deleted, but it appears in a screenshot below, Logan says, "I'm sorry, but does anyone else see a problem with this? If a rat joins you at dinner in a very well-known family restaurant in the area, At minimum, the manager should visit your table and comp my meal. Not okay, ever. WTF.
Did she finish the meal? Does it say anything about that?
It says the manager.
I just happened to have a clip of her after she was leaving the restaurant.
Let's
yes.
hear that.
Yeah, here she is.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm building up for a while. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about this.
Oh, boy, Polly.
So, yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. As the manager put it in verbatim, what the guest saw or stated, that's not normal practice. Adding that the restaurant has not experienced any rat problems before. Mm. So Kelly McCoy, an inspector with the Sacramento County Environmental Management Department, checked to see if the place was infested. She said she found no evidence of rats, living or dead, no nests, and no gnawed food packages.
No droppings?
Nope. She suggests maybe a rodent may have come through the back door and wandered around before being chased out.
Well, maybe she brought it in her pocketbook. You ever think about that? Just for
a
$3.95 discount.
I would say that was a pretty ratty experience anyway.
Well, thank you very much. And we have another story maybe in a little while. Okay,
sure.
We can do that. How about you boys? Are you hanging? Or you wanna?
Yeah, we'll hang. I actually heard about that restaurant.
Did you
You did?
You did?
Yeah. They got another deal that if you die from food poisoning, they'll cater your wake for free.
That's oh, nice. Things.
Either that or a free t-shirt. Whatever you want.
Stand-up guys. Stand-up
they
guys.
They are, right. Yeah.
Nice.
Not unlike any other place that is around here.
Right. Oh. No.
Thank God we don't live in that state.
That's true.
Whatever it was. Of mind. Of,
Australia.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why they call it the land down under.
Exactly.
Or Florida.
Yeah.
That's the land down under for the United States.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. And 3:08 in the afternoon, and it is 36 degrees. It's warming up a little bit here in the beautiful state of Medford.
Sounds
and I'll be back with we'll be back with some more silly news and whatever else is going on around town, especially the premiere of the Pauly B movie that is featured at the Capitol, not the Capitol Grill, mind you, but the Capitol Theater in Arlington.
Yes. An ice creamery.
And it's it's called Groundhog. They changed the name from Hedgehog to Groundhog. I knew you guys would get it. Anyways, Kyle, you want to take us out and we'll be back?
Yeah, you've been listening to WMFO 91.5. Giddy up.
That's right. We'll be right back, kids.
Baby, what can I see tonight? And all-
Yeah, one of my faves. Let It Ride.
Great tune.
BTO. You know who that is?
Yes.
Who is it?
He's going to put me on the spot.
It's Barry, Todd, and Owen. Right?
It's not so not. It's Bachman Turner Overdrive. And welcome back to the big show, boys and girls. 3:20 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO.
In the lovely city of Medford.
You can say state. I always say state because I'm silly like that.
I know.
I like to say state because
it's a state of mind.
It is a state of mind, especially when you're in the studio here, as the boys across from you can tell.
Yeah.
They can't leave.
Right. They're handcuffed.
Yeah. We tried to escape and they just barred the door.
The giddy up drug has taken over. Welcome back. You're here with DJ Pauly B. Of course, DJ Carla D.
Yeah.
Alex Hawk, Tony's illegitimate brother.
That's right.
And of course, Matt Fisher of the mayor of Arlington.
Really?
He takes over every theater in Arlington.
Yeah, Arlington's been good to us for some reason.
It has been. The Combat Zone was good to me at one point, but Arlington, I don't think it was.
Arlington's a good place.
Yeah, last year it was. We had a good time at the DJ Stan the Man premiere in the Regent Theater, even though they had guys dropping buckets of paint on you as you walked in because they were redoing it and there was scaffolding outside. And, you know.
That was part of the flavor, though. You know
that
I mean?
Was part of the flavor.
It's all
we paid
part
extra
of the fun.
and everybody said they were going to dress up. I was the only one who showed up in a tuxedo.
Really? I dressed up.
Yeah.
Chase, yeah, people dressed up.
Yeah. Rock t-shirt?
No, nobody had ties except me. I had the bow tie going.
For the premiere?
And the vest. I was rocking the bow tie and the vest.
At the premiere? Or the second screening? People were dressed up nice at the premiere.
I was at the premiere, bro.
I can say that I wasn't dressed up. I was wearing a suit and tie.
Them are fighting words.
I always suit and tie it up for like premieres of my directorials.
Well, apparently you've lost your mind because you don't remember.
Oh, I remember, man. I remember. I was there.
I hope you were there.
Everybody. Tyler Appel had on this nice white, completely white suit, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
You were too. But there was a big group.
Yeah, hello. Who's that dude?
That's you.
Yeah, and what was I wearing? A vest, bow tie?
Whoa. Did you say you were wearing a suit?
That looks like a vest.
That's just a vest.
Oh, well, you only show up with the coat. You gotta, once you get rolling.
No, I wore the coat all night, man. I'm all about, I'll dress up nice once, and then I'll hold the look for that night, and then I go back to this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What can you do? I won't be dressed up tonight, though.
No?
I'm going to wear a sport coat like a gentleman, but I'll probably be wearing just this with a coat.
Like a t-shirt with a sports jacket, maybe a scarf, an out-of-work actor.
Exactly. I'm an out-of-work producer.
Like my day wear.
There you go.
Anyways, kids, welcome back. DJ Kala, do you have another silly story for us so we can proceed? With this nonsense?
Sure, why not?
And we'll come back in after with the weekend weather. I'm no meteorologist, but I'll tell you.
You can give a forecast.
You ain't kidding.
So, with that being said, we've got a gambler who leaves a casino to go rob a bank and then came back to continue his gambling.
Well, why not?
Yeah, hey, go big or go home, right?
That's loyalty, right?
That song, the gambler needs to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. He forgot to mention it's not a good idea to leave a casino to rob a bank and then come back after the robbery.
Wait a minute, can I ask you a quick question?
Of course.
When is a good time to rob a bank?
Well,
yeah.
For drugs, yeah.
Depends.
So does it matter where you are? A casino, home?
No, but I don't think you should probably leave to get the money and then come back to spend
it. I blame the casino. I think he was too influenced by the casino.
Money,
yeah.
Right.
He needed more money. Yeah.
He needed to get some of that payback, like James Brown says.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this 52-year-old pleaded guilty to second-degree robbery on Wednesday.
How old was he?
52.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this happened in West Virginia.
You think he has a gambling problem or something?
And the funny thing is, he came in at 18 and he's now 52. Yeah. He never left.
You know, West Virginia, the number one state for gambling, for casinos. What kind of casinos they have in West Virginia?
Apparently it's called the Mardi Gras casino.
What do they play, rock, paper, scissors? What are they doing in West Virginia? Go fish, war. What are they playing over there?
Rummy. This Mardi Gras casino in Nitro. He got up from the blackjack table, put a $25 chip to hold his spot, and then he went to rob the bank.
That's all it took him?
That's all it took him. He gave a note to the teller saying he had
Well, that makes sense. It's West Virginia. You walk in, you go, hey, give me the money, and you walk out.
Yep. Yeah, that's the most serious gambling problem I've ever heard of in my life.
He held his chair at the table?
Yeah. Boy, that $25 chip.
Wow.
Well, he was confident in that robbery, I guess.
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Hey, baby, hold my table. I'll be back with a lot more money.
I bet he made that joke on the way out, like, I'm going to go rob a bank. I'll be right back.
Exactly.
Why not? I would have.
I'm taking the major withdrawal.
Yep, this crazy guy left with only $5,000.
Only $5,000. He goes robbing bank and only steals $5,000.
And resumed his blackjack game.
He needs to play for another 5 minutes.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right, guys, hold on. I'll give you the money right back. I just was borrowing it. I wasn't stealing it.
He just needed to kill time before the cops got there anyways.
Yeah.
Yep. So Johnson was arrested the next day after detectives received an anonymous tip. And after searching his residence, investigators...
They needed a tip? The guy was right in the casino.
Imagine, right? Like, the video cameras weren't enough. But investigators found a legal yellow pad matching the paper used for the robbery note. as well as a hat similar to the one worn by him in the surveillance video.
Wow. Wow. Not.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Detectives also found a large amount of money stuffed into Johnson's couch.
Not the brightest.
Well, at least, you know, since he robbed the bank, he didn't put the money in the bank because he knows that if he did that, someone else would rob it. So he was forthinking in that case.
That's fair. You know what, Alex? I got to tell you, that's a brilliant idea. Rob a bank, good. Then wait a couple minutes, turn around, go back in, and deposit it into your account.
That's just hit fabulous. The ATM. You know, you got to go back
that
in.
Wow. Genius. You know, this whole time, Alex, I thought you were Dave.
No. I don't giggle as much.
Thank God. Yeah, that was a little intense. Like someone who was tickling his feet over there or something. Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
It was the giddy-up drug.
The giddy-up drug.
Take over.
So this guy had a hearing on Wednesday. He told the judge he'd taken a few drugs the day of the robbery.
Oh. Yeah.
But recognized himself after seeing video from the bank.
Oh, hey, that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was so out of it at the time. I don't know what the heck happened. I blacked out.
Yep.
I just blacked out.
That's like the plot to The Hangover 4 right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the best movie ever. Yeah. Seriously, we've watched that 100 times.
What is?
The Hangover.
Oh,
part
which one?
Two, three, all of them. They're fun. So funny. I can't even change the
actually,
channel.
Matt is doing number four.
I should
be
that.
Doing them. I'm going to be
I
in
like
it.
Todd Phillips. I like the director of The Hangover is a really good director for comedy.
You could get the three of you and Chris, and I could see that happening.
We're doing DJ Stan the Man 2 with Pauly B.
Why not, right? Right, is there going
like
to be a
that
sequel?
I have a really good idea that I like a lot, and people that have heard it like a lot about Stan 2, but it'll take more money than the first one.
And you have to work around Chase's schedule.
Yeah, we barely had the money to make the first one, so the fact that it's going to need more money is more of an issue. Chase's schedule.
Call this guy. He can help you rob a bank.
Well, he's in jail now.
Yeah,
all that money
true.
Went back. Yeah, Chase's schedule means we get him for like 15 minutes a day.
Yeah, well, the guy's on a plane to the Cape and back every half hour. It seems, doesn't it?
It's true.
I love Chase, though. Don't Chase get me wrong. He's living the lifestyle, I'll tell you.
Chase is living that. What's funny is we made the movie, and Chase is the only one living like a superstar after it came out. That's the funny part. Yeah.
And, you know, he just showed up drunk and it did his lines. That was it.
Yeah.
You know. And I don't mean it like that. I mean his verbal lines.
Yeah, those two.
Those two. All right. Well, thank you very much. Do you have another one?
I do not. My news for the day.
I'll tell you right now, I could make up 1,000 stories that would be funny.
But these are real stories.
What are you saying?
If you can think of it, it's happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, my mind is not that creative.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, thank you very much. And, we're going to take a quick break. Not a break, but we're going to play some good rock and roll music.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. And the boys, I think they're going for the distance here. We've got a half hour left in the show. Yeah. I'll be back with some weekend weather. And Christopher hasn't called in. He's probably on a plane somewhere.
Yeah.
And I know he's very, very hungover.
Very.
Yeah, so that's okay. We'll have to give it to him next week.
Yeah.
And... hey, you guys ready for the Super Bowl? Are you guys big football fans?
I'm not really much of a fan, but I will watch it.
Come on, really?
I don't. Well, I'm a little. The fact that they make
you're not a little anything, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me interject there.
I'm a big bias on football. My opinion on like sports in general is that they get millions of dollars to do what we did in gym. You know what I mean? And it's. It's a little hard to swallow, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate it as being like an American like.
It is the number one sport in America. Baseball used to be, but it's football now, man.
Yeah, I always watch the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's, I won't follow it the whole year, but I'll always watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, of course, there's plenty of food.
Yeah, I just go there for the snacks.
Hey, I don't blame you.
You guys watch the game, I'll be at the buffet table.
Trust me, myself, I played semi-pro football for quite a few years, and I was like, no. I don't know how these guys do it. I'm not even kidding. You know, and I was way bigger than I am now. It's no.
What's hard about it for him?
Well, you all right?
Oh, it's serious.
You work out and you train and then you play the game, and then the next day you can barely get out of bed.
Yeah, but if I give you $50 million, would you be comfortable in bed?
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
No, I mean, I respect it. It's hurt a hard job and all that, but I mean.
It doesn't hurt any less.
You know, money like that, I don't know. And they cry a lot.
I agree.
Seem to always cry a lot, so I don't appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think it's more basketball players than anything.
Well, it's
but
all of them.
You know.
Hockey players don't cry that much, though.
No,
and they make less. They make the least amount of money.
Than anybody. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, all right.
All right, no hate.
No, I got no hate.
This show is not about hate.
Truly.
Hey, I live in Massachusetts.
Yo.
I must support the Patriots.
We love our Patriots.
Yeah, they're good people.
I don't get it. All right, kids, 3:33 in the afternoon. We'll be right back, and we'll, spew some more nonsense and recap the show and let you know what's going on for the weekend, and especially weather-wise. And how about this? We'll give our Super Bowl picks. Like, I'm really shocked about anybody in this room. Anyways, Carla D.,
you are listening to WMFO 91.5.
This one goes out to my girl, Leah Hall, who's a huge Patriots fan.
Yeah.
From Springfield. Love you, Leah.
questions, don't know who I could even ask. So I'll just lie alone and wait for the dream where I'm not ugly and you're looking at me. And I'll stay up there for the right season. In this room, I can feel love. Oh, stare back at me.
Yes. Mm. Little mellow music, little Pearl Jam, which I love. I love Eddie Vedder and I love Pearl Jam.
Jeremy's one of the best songs ever.
I cannot argue with you on that. I'll tell you, Pearl Jam has so many great songs. I could play three shows in a row and never repeat one song. They have such great hits. And before that was Aaliyah by Donny Iris, the great one-hit wonder from 1980. Matt wasn't even or Alex weren't even thought of yet.
Weren't even when he was yet.
Well, Huck is older than me.
He was making videos, hoping to be on MTV one day.
Whoa.
And when did MTV start? 83, 84, something around there.
Around there.
So you guys were babies.
Yeah.
I was a part of the MTV generation when they actually played music.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, same here.
MTV used that was to be the good times.
I remember when MTV started.
Yeah, it was great. You had to
get up and press the buttons. Yeah. There was no remote controls.
Yeah.
You had to get up and press the buttons to... But you didn't want to change it because it was MTV.
Mm.
And my father used to yell at me, turn that crap off. What are you talking about? It's music videos. You've never seen anything to the likings of that. And now you never will again.
Yeah, that's kind of like sad because it had its own little niche and it was now it's just like reality shows.
Oh,
if I think.
I hate them.
Yeah.
And it's always like but terrible for the youth reality
didn't
shows.
Didn't they come
too
up with like MTV 2 or MTV Music or something that just
there's
plays?
An MTV 2, but I don't know if that's still going.
Okay.
It could be. I haven't watched MTV in years.
Either way. Do you guys, any of you know the first song that was, first video that was ever played on MTV?
I used to know, I actually used to know this answer.
Ah, I'm just old. Of course I know it. Come on, Matthew.
It's not that,
No.
money for nothing and the chicks for free there. Is it that on that weird video?
Oh, you're talking about Dire Straits?
Yeah.
No, I want my MTV. No, that came in Band-Aid, which was a concert, a benefit concert, and Sting sang that with Dire Straits. I want my MTV. He started, and that was Money for Nothing. Was the Money for Nothing. Yeah, great song.
It is.
And no, that was not it. But that was, that's a great song.
I'm gonna
and
know.
And my mind is a vast wasteland of, trust me, a plethora of music, useless information. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the show, 3:44 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, of course. And I am going to impart to you the weekend weather.
Oh, nice.
But I'll tell you right now, tonight's weather does not matter, because if you're inside the Capitol Theater, it's climate controlled. I promise you that, and you will not get rained on. Anyways, all right. Tonight mostly crowdy. Crowdy.
Crowdy.
It's crowdy. I'm gonna make Clem crowder.
Crowder.
Yes. Then clearing overnight. Lows of 19. Ooh, oh. It's going to be a little chilly, Willy.
Yes.
Yes, tomorrow, expect a few afternoon clouds. So, you know, sunny, highs of 31, which isn't really a high, you know.
No.
It depends on how high you are.
Better than the team.
Yes. But what I like to call peekaboo clouds. So the sun will come in and out during the day. And tomorrow night will be partly cloudy skies. During the evening, will give way to cloudy skies overnight. So I don't know what that means. That just means it's going to be overcast, right? And Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, it doesn't matter, because whoever is watching the game will be inside.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter what the weather is outside, does it really?
No.
It's cloudy. Highs of 41, though.
That's good.
So in your bar hopping.
Trips to the liquor store or grocery shopping.
That's right. Liquor store, right. So highs of 41 on Sunday, and then Sunday night a few clouds, but it won't matter because everybody will be watching the game and be passed out
inside,
apparently. And Monday won't matter because it'll be a blur to everybody.
Yes.
So that's your weekend weather. Oh, and my pick. I usually do the pick. I'm gonna say the pick. It has to be Sunday, only because Saturday is gonna be better weather, but Sunday will be the pick only because
it's Super Bowl
you'll
Sunday.
Be eating and just watching football, and
right?
And there's nothing better, I mean, really,
true,
than eating and watching football. All right, so 3:46, and we're getting ready to say our goodbyes, but we're going to do a segment. We're going to start a segment that we started last week, and we're going to try and see if it takes off. And we're going to introduce these boys over here, Matthew and Alex, and they have no idea, neither do I, what the question is going to be. It's Questions with Carla. We started doing this segment last week. And,
I like it already.
Yeah, it's just random questions, and you just answer what comes off the top of your head. So,
uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Video killed, in trouble.
Video killed the radio star.
So, Carla, why don't you take it away there, darling?
All right, so here's the question. Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good-looking?
Now, who's that question go to? You got
to
pick somebody.
This is all three of you.
Who goes first?
Yeah, so let's...
Well, since I'm already ugly, I'll take rich and ugly. I could use the money.
I'll take rich and ugly myself.
Wow. I think it's unanimous, because any ugly guy can get... that's rich can get any woman. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
You think?
I'm almost positive that the
The
98%... percentile of women are that shallow, yes.
You could always fix your face with money.
Yeah, plastic surgery helps.
But in my case, I don't know how ugly I could possibly get.
Oh my God. All right, how about, would you rather be able to stop time or fly?
For me, I would stop time.
You
I think that'd be cool. Because, you know, especially if you have, like, a great moment, you can stop it and...
So you're talking about Groundhog Day?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
I'll say fly to mix it up. Yeah. You stop time, you can create an issue like, you know, that Twilight Zone episode.
Which one? Well, actually, it doesn't matter because they were all exactly the same.
Where they stopped the watch, the stopwatch, and then like the things that were supposed to happen didn't happen, and then it caused like an issue. Kind of like The Sound of Thunder, the book. Mm. Yeah.
I am going to agree, but it's my own opinion as well, yeah, with Matthew, because I would love to fly.
You would.
Flying would
absolutely
be cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you stop time, like, then can you, like, release it and start it up again?
I don't know.
It
might be a time warp.
So I would definitely rather fly.
It's time to do the time warp.
Think about all the money saved on air flights. Airplane rides are expensive nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few people I would like to fly over.
And poop on?
Yeah.
Like a seagull.
Speaking of seagulls, last week, did anybody ever save the end of your bread loaves, like, in...
To give the birds?
Yeah,
I always do.
So I throw them all in a bag in my freezer, and the bag gets pretty big. So we go down to the local supermarket and park in the parking lot, and we open the bag and just scatter it everywhere, and the seagulls come from all over. And we just had so much fun with it last week. My son and my boyfriend both sat on the ground. There must have been 150
You never fed
seagulls.
The birds? Oh, seagulls.
Seagulls.
Oh,
these
that's
things
different,
are
yeah.
huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to. You don't want to go down attracting seagulls to your home. That's for sure. The beach is one thing, but
they land on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they poop everywhere. So
I heard you can get rid of a body using seagulls.
You probably could.
Yeah, if you covered them in breadcrumbs. Yeah.
Salt.
Or Kelly's. clam plates and what have you.
All right, last question. I'm going to give this one to you, Polly.
Okay.
All right, would you rather have a missing finger or an extra toe?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Where are you getting these questions?
From. The internet. Where else?
Oh, good Lord.
That's an interesting one for a DJ.
I guess maybe an extra toe. I wouldn't want to be missing a finger. And an extra toe, maybe I could dance better.
Maybe you wouldn't be able to wear shoes anymore.
Yeah, that'd be my answer. The finger, because you'll have to get special shoes.
Right?
You wouldn't be able to wear regular shoes anymore.
Well, you cut a hole in it and let one fly.
You could do that, I guess.
A little bizarre, but
you could just, like, chop it off.
Come on, I could work for the circus. Oh, come on. Come on, come on. See the man with the extra toe.
Oh, my.
He can scratch his own back. Alex?
Well, I would probably go with an extra toe, because with that, you can easily hide it. And if you're missing a finger, it makes things harder to do in real life. So, and also, worst comes to worst, you can just cut the extra toe off.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Depends what finger.
Very good. Yeah. It does depend what finger,
if
too.
It's your pinky, you're
if it's a middle finger, you don't want to cut that off. You use that a lot,
yeah.
Right?
All right, here's this last question to ponder.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather know it all or have it all? Things that make you go,
Yeah, I guess so. If you want me to go, I'd rather know it all. Because if you know it all, you can have it all.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. And when you mean all, everything, the meaning of life and all that.
I guess, yeah.
Well, then I'd go with know it all.
Know it all. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a no-brainer. Yeah. Ha! Get it?
I got it.
What about the hawk?
Wait a minute.
I go with know-it-all.
Nice.
What about you?
I already know-it-all.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow. Hey, she's a woman.
That's what we do.
All right. Anyways, would you guys like to say any goodbyes and shout-outs for tonight?
We'll just finish up with, anybody that wants to come out to see a fun horror film. Tonight at the Capitol Theater, Groundhog, we have a 7:30 screening, but that's filling up pretty quick. And we also have a 9:30 screening, which is probably your best bet to come out to.
Okay.
Yep, and come down and... have a beer ice cream float on me.
There you go.
Oh.
Alex, you're going to regret that, Alex.
It's coming from all that skateboard money.
Yeah.
Ms. Kala?
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening in today. It was a great show, lots of fun as usual. Say hi to Eric again and my cousin, Kimberly, who is listening in.
Hello.
Also to Ann and Billy Conserva. And go Patriots. Let's just have an awesome, kick-ass weekend.
Big weekend, big weekend for everybody. And I would like to say thank you once again, everybody, for listening in to the Giddy Up. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be doing this because we love you and we respect the fact that you listen in to our nonsense every week. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a 166-hour break, as we usually do on Fridays. And as I always say, stay Boston strong.
Yep. Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm going to say go Patriots, okay?
Good.
Because my Bills aren't in it. But anyways, always be a rock and never roll. And I just want to apologize that I don't know why Tom Brady is in the green room. He shouldn't be. He should be in Houston right now, but he's in the green room. I want to apologize to Tom Brady. We ran out of time with all the content we had today.
Well, he'll be at the premiere, so come get an autograph.
He'll be at the premiere at the Capitol Theater. So everybody have a great weekend, and hey, we will see you next week.
Yeah.
We love you.
Bye.
See you guys.
Chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. gotta go to work. But I just wanna sleep, I just wanna dream. She says, let me sleep in the morning. Let me sleep all night long. Let me sleep without a warning. Let me sleep right through the sound. Ringing, I gotta get out of bed. My girlfriend called me, kicked me in the head. She says, you gotta get up, you gotta go to work. I don't feel so excited, back as I feel like a jerk. She said, let me sleep in